Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer on unity together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Unity in the Body of Christ, written and read by Jessica Van Ruckel. My brothers and sisters, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this. One of you says, I follow Paul. Another, I follow Apollos. Another, I follow Cephas. Still another, I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 11 through 13. Have you ever noticed how families quarrel? Discussions can turn into disagreements, and disagreements can turn into discussions, whether one stays curious and humble. The Apostle Paul found himself in the middle of a church family disagreement, and we know how churches still disagree, sometimes to the point where a church splits. Paul wrote to the Corinthians to correct misguided thoughts and opinions and to protect the church's unity. Corinth was the most prominent Greek city during the time of Paul. They were proud of their intellect and boasted of their great wealth. They were also morally corrupt and known for satisfying every kind of wicked desire. During Paul's second missionary journey, he, along with Priscilla and Aquila, began the Corinthian church, which consisted of some Jews, but mostly Gentiles from pagan backgrounds. After Paul left Corinth to continue his journeys, a variety of problems arose. Representatives from the church traveled to Ephesus, where he wrote 1 Corinthians to instruct the Corinth church on a variety of issues, one of which was church unity. Paul gives clear and enduring spiritual principles that apply to our churches today. He emphasized unity in the church based on a unified purpose to honor Jesus Christ and to spread his message, not to follow certain people or certain teachings. The people in the Corinthian church who claimed to follow only Christ felt they had superior wisdom, revelation, and spirituality than other people, and tried to win the Corinthian church over to their way of thinking. This group likely believed that God's grace brought them freedom from the restraint of God's law and from the demands of any moral code, which is in direct opposition to the message Paul taught about Jesus Christ. Churches and misguided individuals have the same pull toward a certain pastor, speaker, evangelist, author, or YouTube teacher, as the Corinthians did. Some members in the Corinthian church grew attached to certain church leaders rather than to Christ's message. This led to division, and if not checked, to betraying Christian principles. Paul condemned this attitude and reminded the Corinthian church that only Christ gave himself and is the rightful head. We can see this same attitude creeping in our churches today, which leads to a prideful and independent spirit where we elevate humankind's teaching over God's word. Paul gave clear instruction to center our love and loyalty on God and his word, not on his messengers or church leaders. So how do we guard against division caused by this pull to follow certain Bible teachers or leaders or our own understanding? Many of Paul's letters included instructions on living in unity with one another. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 5 gives us 6 steps to follow: to walk in a manner worthy of the calling, to practice humility and gentleness, to cultivate patience, to bear with one another in love, and to have an eagerness to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. By focusing on these 6 important actions and attitudes, we grow in our relationship with God, experiencing greater unity with Him, which spills into our interactions with other followers of Christ. When our focus is fixed on the Lord and His Word, divisions don't have to invade our churches. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, forgive us for focusing on following your messengers instead of you. Let your word be our guiding light instead of the words of others. Remind us to open the letter you gave us and read your words so we can know your heart. Your heart for us is to know one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and one Father who is over all, through all, and in all. Let us lay aside our own will and surrender to you. Lead us in your way, your everlasting way, and help us become contenders for unity. Let us walk worthy of your calling. Give us the courage to lay down our pride and choose humility and gentleness over pushing for our own way. Fill us with patience to wait on you and help us bear with one another in our weaknesses and spiritual immaturity. Let us lead with love for you so we can love others while keeping you head of our lives. You are great and wonderful to love us enough to keep pursuing us and directing us into your ways. Thank you for what you will do in our churches as we pursue unity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.